What is up, people?
Some helmet for your enjoyment.
Yes.
Oh, that was a cool show, man. Helmet show.
Yeah, it was. That actually was cool, you know what? They just played House of Blues Anaheim recently.
Yeah, for anybody out there who doesn't know Helmet, go listen. Please.
We tried to get them. This is one of the things. Remember how I told you I didn't like to tell you things in advance because they might not work out?
Yeah.
We were trying to get Paige on KSBR. Hello?
Oh, there we are.
We were trying to get Paige on KSBR.
Oh, man, that would have been badass.
Because we had a guy that knew a contact at House of Blues when he was playing, and we're like, and I told Tina, I'm like, well, Paige used to play jazz guitar. He was kind of trained on classical and jazz guitar and then ended up moving into the kind of post-punk thing. But, yeah, I was really hoping we could get
him. Post-awesomely epic and great guitar playing?
Yeah.
Sweet, man.
So I was really hoping we could get a hold of him, but unfortunately he had to bounce to go up north to San Francisco to play another show.
Look at him being all fancy and shit.
But anyway...
Today is Friday.
Today is Friday. This is the Jar Show with Ronald Johnston. Actually, what am I doing? I have top billing. Jay Olin and Ronnie Johnston.
Yes, you do, sir. I was going to be like, are we now the Raj Show?
So, yeah, it's Friday. I feel like we just did this a couple days ago.
Yeah, we kind of did, man. It feels good to be back, though. It feels good to be back in a normal routine of awesome.
Normal routine of awesome?
Fuck yes.
So anyway, it's just kind of a chill Friday. I don't know. Not much going on really
here. Yeah, not much here either.
Well, that's cool.
Kind of 2 feet away from each other, but not much on either side of this little area you have.
Right.
Cool, man. It's kind of hot today. It was kind of depressing.
Actually, it was. It was about, what, 85?
I'm not sure. I mean, if it's okay with your sister, I'd like to check my iPhone for the weather update.
Well, I would guess at this point it's still probably 80 or
Let's high find 70s. Out. I mean, let's click on my weather app on my iPhone. It's
Shut the fuck up.
No way, it's still 88. That's fucking...
No, that's definitely not 88 out.
No, it's like 81 or 80-ish.
Let's see what my phone says.
Your Android. Oh, I lost the sponsor.
Mine says 86.
Oh, maybe it is like 88.
Belch!
Well, ish.
Who knows? Okay, this is really annoying. There's an update trying to update, and it's pissing me off.
Really? Updates anyway, trying to update? Cool, man.
So,
cool.
Yeah, not much is new since we talked last on Wednesday.
Not much. No, not really.
I just went to KSBR yesterday, and that's about it.
Did some awesomeness.
And,
Sweet! Are you still trying to update your shit?
No, it's trying to update my shit. I'm not trying to do anything.
Who's they, man? Who's they? What's it?
You know, the... Yes, hey. I am sure I want to exit. Thank you.
That's
Thank
cool.
you for asking me. Wow.
Sorry.
So,
We have a couple of cool animal stories.
Do we now?
Yeah, I think we do.
Well, they're going to have to wait, at least on my end, until this shit stops. So, let me think. I saw a couple of really interesting movies recently, just to update you. I told you about one of them, ATM, which was just terrible.
Jace? Oh, the that one.
And it really bums me out because I love the concept of horror movies taking place in one location. I think that's really cool.
It's really tough to do, I'd imagine.
It is. It's tough to pull off. But, when it's done well, it can be really exciting. So this is about a bunch of dumbass bankers who are in their 20s that basically get stuck
Wall
inside
Street
of...
Wall Street types,
right? Yeah, Wall Street types. And they go into an ATM to withdraw money, obviously. What else are you doing there? But they see some scary guy in a park outside, and he kind of terrorizes them for an hour and a half. And it's just really dumb because nothing happens, basically. And the end is really lame. You don't really get any kind of indication as to what this guy's motives were or who he is or anything. So it's kind of dumb. Conversely, I saw an interesting movie called Dead Snow about Nazi zombies, which is pretty fun.
Hmm.
It was a Norwegian film, I think, but... Yeah, it was kind of fun. If you're into Nazi zombies, go check it out. It had some pretty awesome death scenes.
Those are always important, actually, death scenes.
And then completely on the 180 kind of thing, I saw Anatomy of a Murder last night, which is like extra serious and like, you know, James Stewart and all kinds of stuff from the late 50s. Don't see ATM. Don't waste your time. Dead Snow, though. Check it out.
Duly noted.
What's going on with animals now?
I think we have a couple animal stories. I guess we'll start with my awesome story.
Your awesome story?
My awesome story, man.
Okay, yeah.
Fuck, yeah, man. Well, yeah, it's not really much of a story, but it's only fun to do. Because apparently in Cancun, Mexico, as a Scottish man was aborting his plane, and after the plane had landed...
what the fuck?
Landed.
Blah, blah, blah. Scottish, yeah, okay.
One of the airport staff at Glasgow Airport was checking under the seats, and he found an 18-inch snake.
Yeah.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
For sure. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, yeah, apparently, they transported him to the nearest society.
Society?
Animal society is what they're calling it. God, what the hell? They named him Furtivo, which is Spanish for sneak. So it's a sneaky snake.
Through the grass.
Yes. Apparently non-venomous, which is kind of not fun to talk about now. But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was kind of random. A snake on a plane. I mean, fucking TSA checks for everything else, but snakes.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes.
I agree, my friend.
On this motherfucking plane.
I definitely concur. So that was my animal story.
Okay.
That was only because we had that awesome fucking sound drop for it.
Any chance to play some Sam Jackson, I'm down.
Fuck. Yeah, man. And then your animal story, which is a lot more interesting.
Well, it just says Bigfoot spotted in Texas? This is from the Huffington Post. Anyway, there is a video associated with this. Hopefully it'll actually work.
Have some splaining to do.
But yeah, maybe some Bigfoot action going down in Texas.
This picture was taken by a Dallas businessman. See anything unusual? How about now? The photographer, who remains anonymous, was never a Bigfoot believer.
I've never seen one, never believed in one.
But a huge stone thrown at him in the woods with no one else around changed his mind.
An object landed within 10 feet of us that I know of no human being able to throw it that far. There was one almost 10 foot tall. A family group drew in close, three of which got within 15 feet of me. Looked like something out of a Steven Spielberg movie. I mean, not human as I know it.
Shelby County, this image of something moving in the woods. This shot outside of Dallas, something watching from the trees. But light and shadow can play tricks. East Texas Bigfoot researcher Mike Hall and his team examined the images to see if they have merit.
In this particular shot where he's talking about right here, you can actually make out what looks like a pair of eyes. There's something there that is staring back at him, taking video of it. Question is, what is it?
One shot looking very similar to the Patterson Bigfoot film.
The cone-looking head and a still shot that's very compelling. Something definitely moving across the brush that's observing.
We would like to return to some of those areas that he's had some success with.
It's interesting. Okay. It's not definitive.
Researchers say with every picture, every video, they get closer.
We're chasing it. We'll see.
Oh, my God!
I didn't think it was going to be that loud.
Holy shit.
Evidently it was. Oh, whatever. Shut up. There we go. Okay, I don't want to hear this stupid ad. But anyway, hey, good for you, Texas. There may be a Bigfoot walking around. Wow, you're really happy about that, aren't you?
Oh, fuck.
I wish you guys could see the waveform of that. It was just one big, solid square of noise.
It's a rectangle. That was awesome. That was just fucking awesome.
So yeah, I'm always down for some Bigfoot stuff. I just think it's kind of interesting, like with the Finding Bigfoot guys. Evidently they make money doing this. I don't know who's funding them, but
They're put on TV. So.
Well, they are, but this guy wasn't. I want to know. I mean, yeah, he was on the news, but I want to know how to get paid to look for Sasquatches. So I want to do that. That'd be cool.
That'd be fucking. I'm still laughing about that. That horrific scream. Holy shit. Oh,
that's good. It'll keep people on their toes. So, yeah.
I'm going to turn you down here just lot.
Turn me down?
Yeah, turn you down.
Oh, no. That was just the other app that I had open here. That was just on full blast. Oh, good Lord. Anyway.
Oh, that was awesome. It just scared the shit out of me.
Good.
Well, I saw you open it. I was expecting like some background like noise or some shit. Like a shut up. But
Yeah, well, I didn't expect the apocalypse there. The Finding Bigfoot is coming back with new episodes in November, which I'm happy about.
Are you going to scream at it?
Possibly, I just might. So, all right, smart guy.
Holy shit. All right, moving on.
Is that Jewish? Or Hebrew? Whatever.
Is Jewish?
Is this the Jew coming out on you? Like
you speak Judaism and everything?
Mm-hmm.
you don't watch Family Guy, I forgot. I don't know why, but whatever.
Because it sucks. Anyway, yeah.
Now I'm like all excited and laughing and shit.
Maybe it's the combination of orange juice and soda that's not doing you well.
And cigarettes, yeah.
There you go.
And Jack in the Box.
Oh, where is that?
It's in my car before I got here.
Oh, damn.
And I had some beef jerky for breakfast, and that's all I've had today.
Nice.
Right?
I haven't had anything yet.
I can't even fucking concentrate after that.
Okay, so it was loud. Jesus.
Anyways, thank you.
That's what it was supposed to sound like. You know, not like this. Oh, God. No, please.
That's it?
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me? Well, it was supposed to be?
Well, just, you know.
I thought it was somebody screaming.
Well, it was someone going, woo, yeah.
No, it was like a blood-curdling scream.
So, anyway. Okay. What's next? What's Pepsi next?
That was cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You want to explain to anybody why you just randomly said that?
Because you're drinking Pepsi next.
Because you had it in your fridge.
I do. It's good. It's good shit.
It's good shit. Wow. fuck. that's gonna bother me all day now.
Oh, sorry. I just ruined your day. What?
Nothing.
Okay. put your party hat back on.
Hey, that was an awesome fucking party hat. You watch your mouth, all right?
Uh-huh. He looked like the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
That was a Mad Hat. And you're jealous.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe jealous of the fact that's the 8th party that I haven't been to. Just kidding. Sort of. Anyway, so what's next? Poopy Mill? Puppy Mill. There's a Poopy Mill van? Van? Shit. Come on, man. Help me out here.
I know. I want to see you struggle some more. Go ahead.
Okay. Puppy mill ban in L.A. will require pet stores to sell rescued animals only. Video parentheses. Let's play the video parentheses.
All right. Let's play this up. Yeah. Apparently in the city of L.A., I believe it was just passed today that L.A. City Council voted and all pet stores in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Are now required to sell only rescue animals. Yeah. Just like that. They have to take from the local shelter since there's such an overcrowding. They can't. Excuse me.
Get their
purebred dogs and whatnot. They have to get the shelter animals, which I'm not opposed to buying.
Good if they're only partially bred. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've never heard of a bred animal to begin with.
Mm.
Sounds delicious though.
Mm.
Puppy toast.
Puppy toast.
You said bread.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I'll keep going because I have a related story. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to play the video or you want to talk about
Oh,
your
go
thing?
Ahead. No, please.
Are you sure?
Yes.
No, I want to hear your thing now.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
All right, so let's watch the video here. Assuming
you mean
works.
Listen to the video?
And it will impact the bottom line of pet stores in the city of Los Angeles. Today, the city council approved a new law that bans stores from selling dogs and cats unless the animals are rescued or come from a shelter. I'll report tonight from KTLA 5's Christina Pascucci.
There's a huge overpopulation of cats and dogs in the United States.
And chickens, too.
Did you catch her name?
No, what was it?
Christina Pascucci.
Pascucci? My God, look at you.
Oh,
that's a stretch. No pun intended. Yeah.
You want to listen to Pascucci?
Go ahead and play what Coochie has to say.
According to the Humane Society, 4 million cats and dogs are euthanized every single year. That's one every 8 seconds. So this ordinance today was really a way the city of Los Angeles is trying to fight back.
Close the roll, tabulate the vote.
12 ayes, 2 noes.
Los Angeles 12 has eyes become and two the nose. 28th city in the
U.S. Wow. Who's going to adopt that?
It's all the nuclear waste we have in the city of Los Angeles.
Wow.
Break out your Tony Vallar voice here.
Viregosa. It is time for you to adopt a pet before I adopt herpes. I don't know.
U.S. and Canada to ban the retail sale of cats, dogs, and rabbits unless they come from shelters or rescues.
I was going to comment rabbits.
Yeah.
I didn't know rabbits were an increasing...
They're a scourge.
...growing problem in... the city of ours.
The main goal of the new law? To fight the pet overpopulation and killing of animals that comes with it.
We take in about 1 million dogs and cats in California municipal shelters every year, and we kill about half of them.
The law.
This is not funny.
I'm sorry.
Did you hear what you just said? They kill about half of them.
Oh, whoops.
Like, she's saying it like, I put them all in a big gas chamber and I light them all on fire.
Wow.
Because we just don't have enough room for all these wild free animals.
Enough people that care to adopt a shelter cat or dog. What?
Nothing. fuck. Let's just watch the rest of this video of dogs playing. Or I guess for everybody else, they're all listening.
It doesn't impact breeders. You can still buy pets from them directly. However, it's designed to target puppy mills.
In Los Angeles, we have a lot of pet stores that are selling these dogs from irresponsible breeders, from large-scale, high-volume commercial facilities.
Now they'll be part of the solution because they'll actually sell dogs and cats and rabbits from city shelters.
What about those shelter mosquitoes?
Is that what that was?
Supposedly.
It was like a dog fart.
All right.
Now... I'm sorry. I think I've honestly heard enough. What do you think about this story?
Well, I mean, I think that animals that you buy, first off, from pet stores are notoriously intrinsically kind of sick. They don't tend to last too long. I just think because of the poor conditions that they're kind of subjected to when they're sitting around in the pet store. But should it be mandated? I don't know. I mean, I'm...
That's where I have a real issue.
I'm a total proponent for people buying shelter animals because there's so many animals that need to be adopted.
I mean, that's... I did that with all three of my dogs. I mean...
Yeah.
And the cat that I had, I got it from a neighbor who was going to give the cat to the shelter. I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah. And mine's the same situation.
Yeah.
So, I'm a big advocate of adopting animals, but whether it should be... mandated that you can't breed, so you can't breed animals. I'm kind of confused.
You can still buy them directly from the breeder, but I guess its main purpose is to target quote puppy mills,
right,
and things like that. Where they, I mean, you know, yeah, just gonna feed and mate certain puppies and take the rest of them and just ship them off and
well
and
I mean,
such.
That's a bummer for little puppies.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, yeah, I just don't know if I can get behind the mandate. I mean, that's what I have a real issue with. I mean, yeah, it's just more...
The mandate. Sorry. Silence. Continued. Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That's what you get. I mean, yeah, just the mandate. I think I have a real... Are you going to do it again?
I really kind of want to.
Go for it. I'll wait.
Going on a mandate. Yes. Gonna have some crosstalk.
No, anybody who knows him just totally knows exactly who you're talking about.
Good,
right now. Feel like saying his name yet?
Nope.
Cool. Mr. Silvio, anyways.
Oh, shit, son. Okay, yeah.
I didn't fucking name drop him.
No, you didn't.
Not even close.
Well, pretty close.
Nope. Not even
hard enough. Move on.
Not even remotely his name. Anyways, I mean, yeah, just the fact that it's mandated, it just really bothers me. I guess. I mean, yeah, you can still buy them directly from breeders. So what the fuck's the real point of this?
Breeders. Yeah, I don't know, man.
You want to scream at me via computer again?
That was funny. I don't care what you say. also animal related.
I guess I'm done with my story.
yeah, you are. You're done.
Cool, man.
You're done. You're fired.
All right, Trump.
Thank you. A man, this is from NBC News. Fire that destroyed 8 units in an apartment complex in Holland Township, Michigan, is believed to have sparked by a man. Thank you.
By a mandate?
By a mandate. He was using a propane torch to cook a squirrel for lunch, the fire chief said. The resident was on deck on the third floor of the Clearview Apartments. He was using the torch to burn off the squirrel's fur when the deck caught fire. What do you think about that, Ronnie?
I think this guy's a fucking idiot.
But more to the point, what do you think about squirrels for lunch? And the preparation with a propane torch.
I guess I honestly don't really have a problem with it.
Okay. Just curious.
Do you have a problem with it?
Not really. I can't say I've ever had squirrel. It might be really good.
It might be. I mean, I don't know.
But it is pretty funny that he, well, I don't know if it's funny. Yeah, it's funny. He burned a bunch of shit down. What are you doing over there? Oh, my God. Okay. Fine, then. Speaking of other things that were cooked to death.
To death.
Some guy here in the beautiful state of California was cooked to death in a industrial oven at Bumblebee Seafood Plant. So I suggest you
Bumblebee
stay away from
Seafood
the
just doesn't
Bumblebee tuna for a while. This guy was right here in Santa Fe Springs. Well, not here in Santa Fe Springs, but pretty close.
Did a lot of work in Santa Fe Springs. Cool. I actually know where that plant is now.
Oh, it's a glorious area. Santa
Fe
Springs.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful park in there. It's a great area.
Yeah, lots of neat factories. So this guy walked into a steamer machine. I guess he got trapped in there and got cooked to death. I don't know what else to say about it, but he's died. He's died? He's dead. He died. Fuck it. So,
what?
Did you hear that? So, yeah, my suggestion would be to stay away from Bumblebee foods for...
Bumblebee products.
For the time being.
Including honey. Do they make honey?
I don't know.
That would be great if they did.
I think we should make honey. Fuck you. All right, what's next?
Next, speaking of people being cooked to death, here's a man in New York. In New York. I don't have a good New York accent. You have one, right?
I guess. New York.
There we go. There.
Hey, what's going on in New York? Yeah, tell me.
That was good. This is from the Associated Press. New York City officer arrested in ghoulish kidnap plot.
Ghoulish, eh?
Very ghoulish. He was able to get into, what the hell is this? It says, he was leading a ghoulish, again, double life by using law enforcement database and fetish chat rooms to dream up a plot to torture women and then cook and eat their body parts.
Cool.
Yep.
Whoa, what did I just do? Okay.
I don't know, Jay.
I closed something.
Gilberto Valet, I guess is this guy's name, left a trail of emails, instant messages, and computer files detailing the bizarre cannibalism scheme, according to a criminal complaint. There we go.
Human baby.
Human baby?
Yeah.
Cool, man. He cataloged at least 100 women on his computer or computer. Looks like no one was harmed, but there was a couple of funny things in here. It looks like he was talking with another guy and they were listing off quote materials needed, which included a car, chloroform, and rope. And one of the email exchanges, he said, quote, I was thinking of tying her body to some kind of apparatus, cook her over low heat, keep her alive as long as possible. That was back in July.
Okay.
This is a cop in New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. And, I guess as I fucking told you earlier, I really shouldn't read the comment section either because I guess it pisses me off now as well, too.
That's what it's there for.
One guy said, of course he was a Yankees fan. Buzzing! And looks like the other one says, this is from Garrett Walter. If you're listening, you can go fuck yourself. Sounds like a contender.
I'm sure he's listening.
I really hope he is. This is from a day ago. Sounds like a contender for the Republican Senate race.
Ha ha!
I don't laugh at that at all. I think that's so. There was my cannibalism story of the evening.
Well, if you want some hot ass eating in Irvine, here's a guy you can contact. I just decided, I don't know why, to go on Craigslist and see if I could find anything really dirty.
Okay, I'm down.
Wasn't hard. You can sit in my rim chair and get the best rim job ever. Stroke your cock to gay or straight porn while your hole is being worked on from underneath. What do you think about that? When you're ready, you can blow that load in my mouth slash face. So, you know, eyeballs, that's accepted.
Okay.
You know, smooth or hairy holes are all good. And you can ask for a pick at the chair. He loves big cocks, huge cummers, but no drugs or poppers. Okay?
Poppers?
I don't know what that is. Someone call in to our non-existent phone line and tell us what a popper is.
Yes, that number is 1-888-888-8888.
Mandate. Yeah, cool. What else we got going on? What's Shaniq we're going to tell us about over there on Channel 2?
That was so awesomely racist. That was fantastic. Actually, that's not the story I'm going to play.
Damn it.
No. Just so you know. yeah, this is actually what happened in Downey just a couple of days ago.
City of Downey. Not too far from Santa Fe Springs.
Or the city of Compton.
Then also true. Okay.
Since you went that route. Mm-hmm. it's all good, Tupac. So, yeah, this guy... This is a random person went into, I believe it was a fire protection business, which I don't fucking
fire know. Prevention or something.
Prevent what the fuck does what the fuck do they do?
I mean, because when I heard the story on the radio, I assume they just sell, I don't know, fire retardant things and extinguishers and such. I don't know. I don't know how lucrative a business like that could be, but
exactly. And I mean, well, yeah, this is really weird watching your cat drink water. Her tongue is just, or his tongue.
First
rather.
Of all, it's a him.
I corrected myself. He's just like,
I corrected her. Oh, look how cute he is. I just want to go kiss my baby kitty. He's actually not a baby anymore.
No, he's huge.
Look at him. He's like, he pays no mind. Look at that. And he doesn't give a fuck.
Fucking walks out of here. Anyways, right. yeah, you brought up Craigslist, which was just a perfect transition because one of the, so this guy, I'll finish the fucking story.
Oh, please do.
So this guy walked into this fire prevention company, and he opened fire, hitting five people, killing, I believe, two. went to a nearby home, just so happened to be the home of the owner of the business.
Mm-hmm. Stole a Camaro?
I'll get there. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, and he shot his family, I believe, and I think he killed three people there. So... Oh.
At least he's prolific.
Yeah, two locations on that one. Now, I mean, yeah, they're saying that, I mean, yeah, it's either drug use had something to do with it, or it's where the Camaro comes in. He yeah. saw the Camaro for sale on Craigslist.
He was too fast, too furious.
Uh-huh. And was trying to steal it and got interrupted doing so. But why would he go to two locations to kill people if that were the case? Anyways, let's let KTLA 5 News.
Oh, boy, KTLA.
Yeah, let's see if they have anything to say about this wonderful, fascinating story. Without an advertisement would be fucking great. Or my computer.
Oh, my God, what's going on over there?
I don't know, tunnel of something.
Tunnel of love.
Yeah, what is going on here, man? I don't really know. But, I mean, man, yeah, it says it'll begin in 2 seconds, so we'll see. Hey, cool, it was a Geico commercial.
Right now in Downey, police say they have detained a potential suspect in connection with yesterday's deadly shooting rampage that claimed the lives of three people, all members of the same family. Let's go live now to Stephen Chase with the developing details. Stephen.
Sure, we are getting new information tonight. Downey police just wrapped up a news conference about 2 hours ago, and now we know there has been a possible break in finding the gunman. During Wednesday's deadly shooting rampage, three people shot here at this business, two others at the business owner's home on the same street about two blocks down. The gunman fled the scene in a victim's car. Now police say they may have found the man responsible.
Earlier today, Downey police personnel developed information that led to the detention of an adult subject matching the description of the suspect involved in the fatal shootings.
Police also recovered the 2010 Camaro the suspect used to flee the scene of the crime. Downey police say three other people were also detained for questioning.
However, they were released following questioning when investigators determined they had no involvement in or knowledge of the crime.
Initially, investigators believed all the victims were related. Now they know one is not. Friends of the family say Irene Cardenas was a mother of three and worked here as a secretary. She was killed in Wednesday's shooting.
She was such a wonderful, happy person. Loving. She was my younger sister.
At the owner's home, friends have created a memorial for another victim fatally wounded, Susana Ruelas. 26-year-old Yosimar Rojas also killed. Tonight, this community struggling to understand why violence hits so close to home.
It's terrible just to see something happen like this. I know we hear it happening everywhere else, but when it hits your street, it's just kind of devastating.
Agreed.
Cool, man.
Well, that's what's going on in Downey. That's what's down in Downey.
Any more sound effects?
No. Any more wildly inappropriate sound effects?
Just crying.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And then apparently, I also heard that there's another sex abuse scandal going on in El Segundo School District.
What?
Yeah, they said there's a fifth grade teacher, I guess, or something, that was molesting a couple of the kids there. And he also worked at some youth camp.
Of course.
Up north, I think, like that.
Oh, I did hear about that. I heard about that, like, very briefly yesterday.
For those of y'all that don't live in California or the surrounding area, we've had a bunch of those scandals in the last 6 months.
Yes.
Including the one that I thought was really amazing, where the guy tied kids to a chair and blindfolded them and spoon-fed them cum. That was nice.
And cockroaches.
And cockroaches and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yet the unions would like more money for the schools. But because these fucking perverts belong to the schools, belong to the unions, they can't get fired. They can retire with pension and full benefits.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't that neat?
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
That is true. But no, yeah, we should definitely vote yes on 30 and 38.
Sure.
The proposition's out. Yeah, fucking vote no on that, man. God damn it.
Okay.
Some goddamn bullshit.
Cool.
So, I wanted to, at the very least, bring up the story. I heard earlier today that this video is obviously from yesterday. My apologies. But, they detained five people, and I believe they arrested one or two. And the Camaro was actually the owner of the business, who I believe was shot dead. It was his car. The black Camaro was his car. Well, which they found today. Why does it have to be black?
Yeah. They found today?
Yes, they found the car today. In South Los Angeles.
Oh. Surprise, surprise. Right in your eyes. All right.
Well, call that Craigslist guy for the surprise in your eyes, all right?
Yeah, yeah. So, here's something for you, Ronald. Some guy named Ronald McDonald was arrested inside a McDonald's for breaking a restraining order. 50-year-old English man went into a McDonald's and apparently his wife, who had filed a restraining order, was somehow still in the same place, and so he got arrested.
Sounds like a happy marriage if I've ever heard
of it. Yeah. I just like the picture of the creepy Ronald McDonald.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Any other puns on my name you'd like to pull up here?
Old McRonald had a farm? No. Okay. Fuck you.
My last name? Nothing?
No. Not at the moment.
All right. My four names? Anything? Anything there?
No. James. William. Moses.
Oh, yeah. Moses. Five names. Cool. Look at me forgetting about my own shit. Anyway, so that was a very not so happy ending story. And while we're on shit going around here in Los Angeles, now I've had my own personal discrepancies with Caltrans. Have you had anything?
Caltrans? I mean, other than the fact that it's annoying when a freeway's closed at night, I haven't had too much of a problem with Caltrans.
Okay. Well, apparently there are plenty of people who really do have an issue with Caltrans.
Okay.
And, this gentleman from CBS 2 News tried to approach Governor Gerald Brown. Jerry Brown. You got a good Jerry Brown, don't you?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what he fucking sounds like in this video, too. He was trying to show
him. Hello there, people. This is Jerry Brown. And I think that The Jar of Truth is the best show to ever hit California airwaves. And you can take that to Sacramento.
Nice.
He's being so nice to us. You're going to slam him now?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to slam him.
All right, here we go.
Right in his pooper.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, right? So, fucking Caltrans. I believe they put 1,300 cars up for sale per the governor's order. 1,300 of their trucks because they couldn't fucking afford them.
Okay.
And yeah,
I want a Caltrans truck. That'd be cool.
Instead, they started, they did that, and now they're renting like F-150s and such, you know, yeah, bigger pickup trucks, upwards of, I mean, yeah, they're doing about 200 or so a month so far since it will, at least in the first 9 months of this year, the bill racked up to $750,000 of rented trucks. And some of these fuckers think that it's their own personal fucking vehicle, so they're going to buy wine and they're leaving work at like 10:30 in the morning after they just get there to fucking go get some liquor and some smokes at the local corner store and shit. So
okay.
Let's let this is Shaniqua, by the way. Let's let her tell
sweet.
You. Let's let her from Channel 2 again. Let's let these guys tell you exactly what happened.
Now a CBS 2 News exclusive investigation. At the same time, Governor Brown is asking taxpayers to approve billions of dollars in tax increases to help the state budget crisis. We found state workers driving pricey pickup trucks rented with your taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm.
It's video that led to a heated confrontation between the governor and our David Goldstein.
I can show it to you right now, sir. Can I show it to you right now?
The governor didn't want to look at our video. We caught this Caltrans employee buying a case of wine. This one shopping for shoes. This one buying food.
Oh, no, not food.
All driving away in these $30,000 pickup trucks rented by Caltrans with your money.
You're on state time. You just bought a case of wine.
I got no comment.
That's a rental right there.
We found employees using dozens of these new pickup trucks.
Ford F-150.
Rented by Caltrans.
That sounded really
even
dirty.
Though the agency had been ordered by the governor Ford to reduce F-150. Its fleet to save money. Caltrans has put the for sale sign on more than 1,300 vehicles since the governor's directive. But according to documents obtained by CBS 2 News, the agency is renting as many as 200 vehicles a month.
Oh my God.
So,
Jerry Seinfeld doing the news.
Let's do some
here.
Fucking math here, shall we? So, yeah, they're renting.
What's the deal with Caltrans?
So, they're renting 200 cars a month, right?
Uh huh.
There's 12 months in a year.
Last time I checked.
Yeah, that's 2,400 cars they're renting. But they're putting up for sale 1,322. So, the math definitely doesn't count.
Carry
add
the
up.
One, divide by pi.
Again, any pie in your eye, you can go see Craigslist guy.
We discovered monthly bills of $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, some more than $100,000. We found in just the first...
Where's Kramer? Sorry.
Newman.
9 months of this year.
Hello,
that cost taxpayers
Newman.
$750,000. The agency claims the trucks are
nice
needed to conduct state business and can only be used for that purpose.
Daddy's getting home.
But oh, my God. That's the F-150 guy.
F-150. Daddy's getting home. Oh, Daddy wants to get his drink on.
We watched some Caltrans employees using the rental trucks like their own cars.
Yeah, he's getting out now.
Take Sumner Baker, a supervisor.
Sumner Baker, a supervisor, since he talked right over it.
Sorry.
this is just funny shit to me.
You're in the Colton office. He makes more than $100,000 a year.
He's backing out.
We watched him take this rented truck at the Caltrans.
He's backing out. So yeah, this right here is
we watched him taking the truck. It was crazy.
Yard and drive it home and back to work day after day.
10:50 in the morning. Just left the office.
On some days like this one, he'd leave the office a few hours after he got there.
So this is he's bouncing. He fucking gets there at like 8. It's 10:50 a.m. and he's going to Jake's Liquor. I wish my job was that
easy.
Yeah,
he's going to the liquor store.
And stop at this liquor store, not just once.
He's getting in a car.
But again and again, the clerk even knew what he wanted.
One, two.
He'd get two small bottles of liquor, sometimes stuffing them in his pocket.
It's 10:41. He just came out of Kohl's.
We'd also see Baker using the truck to go shopping at Kohl's, Home Depot, Costco, even buying a case of wine at Vons on two occasions. all the time using the rented truck and gas paid for by taxpayers.
Mr. Baker, David Goldstein with CBS 2 News.
We tried to find out how he got away with it.
Why are you buying wine on state time, sir?
It rhymes,
kind of. There's
this
car right here. This is a rented by Caltrans. You're using it as your personal car. You take it home every day. That's taxpayer money that goes toward renting this car.
I'm sorry, I've got no more comments.
You didn't say anything, sir.
He has no more comments. He didn't fucking make one to begin with. That's what I love.
I need any more comments. You're going to leave your wine here? You have 12 bottles of wine, sir. You just stopped at Costco to get water. Is this good use of taxpayer money, sir?
With that, he drove away empty-handed.
Mr. Baker, you left your wine over here, sir. Mr. Baker, you left your 12 bottles of wine.
What a dick.
12 bottles of wine.
We returned the wine to Vons, and an hour later, we found his rented Caltrans truck returned to the yard.
He's in the car.
And he wasn't the only one we saw using the rented trucks for personal use.
They're coming out.
We watched this.
They're coming out.
And shop at Nordstrom's.
Boy, that's 150.
This one go shopping for food. And this one going to and from home in a shiny rented Ford F-150 that you paid for.
Why are they renting trucks for people like you to take home, to go to lunch and things like that? On taxpayer money? Can you answer my question, sir? Why don't you talk to me?
We offered to show the video to Cal.
Hey, I think you're a dick and you're wasting my money. Why don't you talk to me?
Yeah. Trans and to the governor. They both declined.
Declined! Yeah, they tried to fucking show these videos to, to Caltrans and to
Jay Brown.
And they both said, fuck off, which is
great.
Can
I talk to you for a minute, please? why won't you look at any of the tape we have on Caltrans?
Why won't you show it? Wait a minute. Why won't you show it to us?
I'll show it to you right now.
No, wait a minute.
I'll show it to you right now, sir.
No,
excuse me.
Listen.
You want to take my phone, Governor? Yeah.
He did return my phone and accused us of withholding the video.
This is great. Jerry Brown just looks like a fucking jackass. I don't think he knows he's on tape.
I don't blame him for wanting to choke this annoying piece of shit out.
Sir, you've concealed the tape.
I haven't. I'll show it to you right now.
Then resorted to name calling.
This guy is like a thug.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you have to.
Why do you say that, sir?
But while the governor wouldn't look at the video,
we saw him over and over and over again in the same liquor store.
Assemblymember Bonnie Lowen. Paul did. She heads the House Transportation Committee.
I don't care who you work for. Buying wine on the job is unacceptable.
Awesome. I'll get Caltrans on the phone and then we can talk.
And within hours after the governor made that promise,
this is in a Vons.
Caltrans finally agreed to look at our video.
It seemed to us that they were using these cars like their personal cars on the taxpayer dime.
Yeah, I mean, from what you've shown me on the video, it appears that way, but we won't know that until this investigation is complete.
So you just showed me all this concrete facts, all this fucking evidence, completely proving your point, and these jackasses obviously didn't have anything to say because you caught them, but we won't know for sure until we do a thorough investigation, which might take weeks, so...
The agency says that could take weeks. They also say the practice of renting trucks on taxpayer money is now being audited.
Okay. Audited?
Oh,
did you have something to say?
He had 12 bottles of wine.
What about your 12 bottles of wine?
I mean, some of these people probably don't even know what they're really doing. That's why they can't really answer the question. They're probably really not in full possession of the facts. Anyway, keep rolling.
All right.
And here he goes.
But so far, it's still going on. David Goldstein, CBS 2 News.
There we go.
David Goldstein's a douche.
He's Jewish.
Say no more.
Okay, I didn't mean it that way.
Well, that's kind of shady, but it is funny. I don't know, that guy's voice really irritates me though.
That irritated me as well.
Yeah, we found him shopping at Vons.
Cockface. Here's an interesting story that I heard on the radio. This guy apparently showed up to his own wake. From CNN.com.
What do you mean his own wake?
They thought he was dead. Turns out he wasn't.
You can call Gilberto Araujo a dead man walking, or just the victim of a case of mistaken identity. The family of a man in Brazil got the shock of a lifetime when the relative they were about to bury showed up at his own wake.
What?
Gilberto Araújo heard rumors that he had died.
Looks high.
So the 41-year-old car washer decided to go to his mother's home where the wake was held to prove he wasn't dead.
When I walked through the door, I saw the coffin and was a bit flabbergasted. I asked, what is this? And they said it was a service for me. And I said to them, I'm alive. I'm not dead.
Gilberto's family hadn't seen him
for
months.
Real quick?
His own brother identified the body.
Whoops, yeah.
Where are they from?
Brazil.
How do you say flabbergasted in Brazil?
I was wondering that too, but that's how it translated.
There was no way to tell the difference because they were actually very similar. So I proceeded to confirm it was actually my brother and brought the body home.
Gilberto even
brought
tried
the body
to call
home.
Someone attending the wake, and it was thought to be a prank call.
I saw people screaming, Gilberto is alive! He is alive! One of the guys was even a bit drunk, and he said, I told you I saw the body moving in the coffin.
I told you.
The question now is, who's the man in the coffin? Authorities have launched an investigation into his identity. But for now, a family that was once grieving is now grateful their loved one is alive and well. Shasta Darlington, CNN, Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo.
Shasta Darlington, huh?
Yeah, that's a good name.
Almost as good as Paraguchi.
Flabbergastio. Or whatever. Whatever it is what is it, Portuguese they speak down there?
I don't know. What do they speak down there?
So stuff.
Stuff, man. Stuff is cool. Stuff
got
is
anything,
cool.
Got anything else, Ronaldinho?
Yeah, I do. Isn't that neat? I always have stuff, man. So the city of L.A. has decided to put a new logo on any clothing or fabric or any kind of junk like that. Made in Los Angeles. And it's a made in L.A. logo, obviously.
Great.
That's what it is. It looks like fucking heroin in a syringe. I don't know. What do you think of it?
That is kind of an odd logo.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of describes L.A., but what are you going to do? Mayor, what's his name, Jay?
Viragosa.
Yeah, Antonio Viragosa unveiled this new Made in Los Angeles logo that will be printed on labels attached to clothing manufactured or designed in the city of Los Angeles.
Manufactured.
he went on to say a whole bunch of stupid shit, such as, how we have such a big, vibrant clothing and fabric and art district in the city of Los Angeles. I mean, art maybe, but clothing and everything, I mean, just doesn't... I mean, have you fucking been to the fabric or whatever
district? The fashion district?
The fashion district?
It's extra sketchy.
Yeah, there's nothing fantastic about it. I mean, yeah, any...
And it's really funny because the fashion district really conjures up images of people like, I don't know, Kate Moss or whatever, walking very sultry along the sidewalk with their new designer garments. And if you go down to the fashion district, expect lots of homeless people. It's a very sketchy area in downtown.
Oh, my God, yes, it's beyond sketchy. There's an American Apparel down there, and it's like a fucking flea market,
mm-hmm.
basically. I used to do a lot of work for them. That's the only reason I know anything about that. it looks like there is a video here. Just depending on whether or not it works, it's kind of we'll kind of find out here in a couple seconds.
Well, I'm so enthralled.
Really enthralled, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. I don't see how any manufacturer really would want something like this to be printed on their clothing, made in L.A. I mean, yeah, maybe made in America, that'd be cool. But I mean, made in L.A. is kind of like a ugh. I mean, at least for anybody that lives out here. I mean, yeah, if you live somewhere else. Yeah, you might think it's kind of extravagant, but I mean, yeah, if you don't...
Made by a bunch of gangbangers.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, if you don't live here, you shouldn't care.
Only made in the U.S., it is made in L.A. Today, Mayor Villaraigosa unveiled a new logo for clothing...
If you thought David Goldstein's voice was annoying...
Oh, yeah, Mika Ullman, he's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Mayor Villaraigosa...
Designed and manufactured in the city, KTLA's Lila Feinstein live downtown to show us. Hi, Lila.
Hello there, Micah. Well, I am here in the middle of the city's fashion industry, and the mayor just recently held a news conference where he talked about a citywide initiative which he is promoting to promote this as one of the premier fashion and design centers of the world. Now, get ready to see this logo all over the place. This is the new logo that
logo.
Is part yeah, of the is. Designed and Made in LA initiative.
I mean, yeah, this logo, how ugly it is, really does define how everything is made in the city of Los Angeles.
Now, the mayor says L.A. has always been known for our weather, our beaches, but not necessarily our fashion industry. But he says that is about to change. Last year, he met with apparel industry leaders to see how the city could help the thriving industry grow. Today, he unveiled a new logo, renewed support for...
What thriving industry is he talking about? I mean, are there really any thriving industries right now in this recession?
Chick-fil-A? I don't know. Still the first thing that came to mind.
Exhibiting in major trade shows and an online resource guide to help identify local manufacturers and designers like 86 designer Jan Grossman.
Gross, man.
I think it's important that people know that we can't send all of our jobs overseas. And it's such a tight-knit group here from our designers, well, students that want to become designers, that want to do product development, that want to design fabrics and prints and just be a part of this whole Los Angeles prints element.
Now, the mayor says there are over 10,000 fashion-related companies in Los Angeles alone, and he says this...
10,000 fashion-related companies in the city of Los Angeles alone.
Mm-hmm.
10,000... I call shenanigans on that.
Shenanigans.
I call utter bullshit.
Well, she said fashion related, so, I mean, that could be very widespread.
So what, the fucking Sears is suddenly fashion related?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But they're not going to be the ones fucking printing the logo. It's going to be the fashion designers, yeah, people making the clothes.
Prints. So
how about just give me that fucking number?
Wow. Citywide initiative will help them thrive and create jobs. Reporting live in the Fashion District in downtown Los Angeles, I'm Lila Feinstein, KTLA 5 News.
She was killed shortly thereafter. Yeah, that's bizarre.
that was good. Feinstein, name of our senator up for re-election.
Dianne
Feinstein, who, by the way, better not get re-elected. anyways, enough of
what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to vote for the other person.
Oh.
Elizabeth, whatever the fuck her name is.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? So rebellious of you.
What are you going to do about it?
Go on a mandate? Okay, anyway.
you mentioned Chick-fil-A.
Hey, everybody. Yeah.
Hey. There's a Chick-fil-A that just opened up right across Bitch Boulevard.
Oh, my God. That's so weird. We just talked about that.
From that, yeah, but not on this. We didn't. Yeah. I was just bringing it up, man. Is that okay?
Good times. Yeah, they've been building a lot of weird stuff around here lately. They're building a new complex. I guess it's apartment complex.
Complex?
Complex.
Complex.
It's a complex.
Yeah, right next to the
apartment
complex. The Costco area, right over there.
Belaterra.
Right, yeah. Fucking apartments in Belaterra. That's going to be weird.
It is, actually. They finally knocked down that really scary old Nordstrom's or whatever it was. Montgomery Ward. That's what it was. It was really scary. I'm kind of sad they tore it down because it looked like straight out of Dawn of the Dead or something like that. It was really cool. But yeah, they tore it down there.
They shut down in like 2000, didn't they? That was a long fucking time.
Well, it was closed by the time I got here, and it's just been empty for a long time. And you know what? They finally put a new business in that old Albertsons that closed down like 7 years ago.
Yeah, Hobby Shop.
It's gonna be a Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. That's it. Yeah, I saw that because I used to work in that center right there.
Yeah, that's right. so that should be exciting. Nothing like crafts to make a guy excited.
Hobby Lobby. Crosstalk with a mandate at the Hobby Lobby.
Crosstalk. Be at the grand opening of the Hobby Lobby. Let me tweet it.
Who are you talking about?
No one.
I just want you to say its name. I'm not going to say whether or not it's a him or a her.
Well, that is yet to be determined.
That's what I figured, man. That's what I figured. That's why I said that.
But anyway, well, that's just about it, actually.
I think we're done.
What you got going on this weekend, Ronald?
Packing. And then, there's a haunted house at my father's house in Alhambra, which I'll be attending just to simply scare the shit out of my little sister as a zombie, so I'm pretty stoked about that.
You're going to be a zombie?
Yeah.
I want to see pictures.
I'm sure there will be plenty.
Well, that's cool.
But yeah, I'm fucking stoked about that. That's Sunday evening. But other than that, I'm really just packing because I'm lame.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you know what? I guess we'll just cut this just a tad bit short since we're clearly running out of things to talk about.
I mean, yeah, that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's. Okay. I'm on board with your idea here, my friend.
Are you now?
Yes, indeedy.
Okay. Well, anyway, you can, of course, find us at certain places. you can find us at facebook.com/jarshow. Also at jarshow on Twitter. And jarshow.podomatic.com. Anything else?
Yes, indeed, sir. You can also search us on iTunes, Jarshow, or send us an email for any suggestions you might have for future podcasts. jaroftruth@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And I assume we'll be back on Tuesday.
Yes, indeedy, sir.
So that'll be fun. Hope you guys have a lovely weekend. And actually, no, wait, we do have one more show for October. Okay, cool.
Yes, we do, man.
God, Halloween's coming up really soon.
It'll be the Wednesday after our next show. That's right. So, yeah, man.
I feel bummed. I'm not really doing anything for Halloween.
Neither am I.
But anyway, hope you all have a good weekend.
Yeah,
and,
this has been Jay and Ronnie opening the Jar.
Oh.
Truth.
Oh, yeah. And so, again, check that Facebook page out, man. We need some likes on that mofo. So, spread the word. Anyway, we'll see you next time.